I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they create and the poems that created them. In poetry, the Virgin and the saints approve my apocryphal way of understanding words by their reverse. Good morning. This is Carrie Fountain with another special episode of This Is Just to Say. I am in the closet, though my husband and I are trying a new situation this morning in which we are allowing our children to dress, brush teeth, and then clean up after themselves. I made them breakfast. And so if you hear them screaming in the kitchen, I guess I apologize in advance. I know a lot of us are dealing with a new normal in terms of having our children home with us all day. And we're doing okay. Not just my husband and I, we are all doing okay with it. No matter what you're doing great. I'm going to share a poem with you by one of my very favorite poets. This is one of the first poets I really read and just kind of ingested into my soul when I was a young beginning reader and writer of poetry. This is a Brazilian poet. Her name is Adélia Prado. And this poem comes from her first of only two books of hers, volumes, of her many volumes that have been translated into English by the wonderful American poet Ellen Dore Watson. Adélia Prado is a devout Catholic, and she writes a lot about her relationship with God and Jesus, her very intimate relationship with God and Jesus. Sometimes her poetry to me seems like almost like just a eavesdropping into a conversation that she's having with something much larger. I find her poetry to be mysterious, but also to be very precise spiritually. And I think that religion or no, her poems do offer us some spiritual guidance. And so this poem is called Guide. Poetry will save me. I feel uneasy saying this, since only Jesus is Savior, as a man inscribed of his own free will on the back of the souvenir crucifix he brought home from a pilgrimage to Congonhas. Nevertheless, I repeat, poetry will save me. It's through poetry that I understand the passion he had for us, dying on the cross. Poetry will save me as the purple of flowers spilling over the fence absolves the girl, her ugly body. In poetry, the Virgin and the saints approve my apocryphal way of understanding words by their reverse, my decoding the town crier's message by means of his hands and eyes. Poetry will save me. I won't tell this to the four winds because I'm frightened of experts, excommunication, afraid of shocking the faint-hearted, but not of God. What is poetry, if not his face touched by the brutality of things? Wow, I love that poem. The poem is called Guide, and it's from the book The Alphabet in the Park, Selected Poems of Adélia Prado. This book was published many, many years ago, I think in 1990, and again translated by the American poet Ellen Dore Watson. If you're curious, I would really look up some of her poems as well, because she's a great poet in her own right. Thank you for joining us this morning as we enter into this new day. I hope this poem acts as somewhat of a guide for you. From my closet and Rebecca's closet to your ears, with so much love this morning, this is Just to Say.